conclave can begin before March 15th, but this very much depends on the congregation of cardinals, electors and non-electors, who will only be convoked to their first meeting as of March 1st. And individual cardinals can decide not to participate in conclave on health grounds or for other serious reasons, but must communicate their non-participation to the Holy See. Moreover, anyone involved in the conclave, from ushers to technicians and secretaries, will be bound to an oath of secrecy. Should they directly or indirectly receive information regarding the papal election and reveal this to anyone outside of conclave, they will incur excommunication late sententiae, as opposed to the former severe penalties to have been decided by the future pope. These, in essence, are the main changes made to the norms governing the period of vacant see and papal election, as laid down in the motu proprio promulgated Monday by Pope Benedict XVI and presented to press by the deputy Camerlengo, Bishop Luigi Cellata.
Si tratta in realtà, come già certamente sapete, di un secondo intervento del pontefice.
Titled Normas non nullas, the document introduces some changes to the legislation Universi Dominici Gregis, but reaffirms the starting date of the conclave is a decision that rests solely with the General Congregation of Cardinals. In reality, as Father Federico Lombardi, director of the press office, pointed out, the congregation will only be convoked by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Angelo Sedano, on March 1st, the first day of the vacant see. Father Lombardi added that the date for conclave, in all probability, will not be the first thing that they will decide upon.
Non lo possiamo decidere noi, lo deve decidere la Congregazione dei Cardinali.
Another issue the briefing dealt with was the conclusion of the Commission of Cardinals' investigations into the leaking of the Pope's private information to press last year. Father Lombardi said the three cardinals on the commission, Cardinal Julian Herranz, Cardinal Joseph Tomko, and Cardinal Salvatore De Giorgi, were received by the Pope Monday morning. Translating for Father Lombardi, Basilian priest Father Thomas Rosica told English-speaking press that the Holy Father wished to thank them for their fruitful work.
The Holy Father has decided that the acts of this investigation, known only to himself, remain solely at the disposition of the new Pope.
Father Lombardi added that the three cardinals on the commission will participate fully in the general congregations, where they too will have the occasion to express their own convictions. But it was also pointed out that the participants in the congregations are also bound to secrecy. Returning to the motu proprio, it has been established that once conclave has started, a two-third majority vote is required for a valid election, calculated on the basis of the electors present and voting, and that if after 3 days the votes do not come to result, 1 day will be dedicated to prayer, reflection and dialogue. In subsequent rounds of voting, only two names, which in the previous elections had the highest number of votes, will be considered, and the provision of a two-third majority of the cardinals present and voting for a valid election will remain. Finally, the motu proprio states that the two candidates who receive the most votes and whose names will be put forward to a final runoff cannot vote in the final election. I'm Emer McCarthy.